Hallelujah. Mary is taken up to heaven, a chorus of angels exalts. Hallelujah. 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 For those of you who are following along in the books, I'm going to take the gospel from the vigil. And so if you have your missalette, that's on page 96. Page 96. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's feast of the Assumption of Mary into heaven makes many of our Protestant brothers and sisters cringe. They cringe when they hear that all the Catholics are going to church for the Assumption. Why is that? Well, they believe that it confirms their suspicion that Catholics worship Mary, that they consider her to be equal to Jesus, that they lavish love on her that only belongs to God. Well, that suspicion should make Catholics cringe, because it could not be farther from the truth. Catholics do not worship Mary. We venerate her. And that difference is decisive. Worship, in Latin, that is called latria, is given only to God. While veneration, the Latin word for that is dulia, is given to super holy creatures like the angels and the saints and the Mother of God, Mary. In fact, we give Mary something called hyperdulia, because she is hyper holy. Not because she is God, but because she is as good as a human being can get. Think about it this way. Who do we pray to? Catholics always direct our prayers to God. God alone is the one who hears our prayers, and He alone is the one who answers our prayers. But we ask as many people as we can to pray for us to God. We do this all the time, asking other people to pray for us. For instance, this morning, Senator John Bozeman went in for surgery, and I sent a note to his family saying that I was praying for them. His daughter Lauren became Catholic a few years ago, and she had sent me a text asking for my prayers. Haven't you done something similar thousands of times, praying for other people? Well, we Catholics don't stop with the people we can see. We also ask the prayers of the people we cannot see, the people who are already in heaven, like Mother Mary, the saints, and the angels. Just because they are invisible doesn't mean they are less real. Indeed, in a sense, they are more real and more fully alive in heaven than we are here on earth. So we ask the heavenly hosts and the Queen of Heaven in particular to pray for us to God. Mary receives hyperdulia, and she never receives latria, worship. Why? Well, because latria would make Mary cringe and run the other way. The Feast of the Assumption is the fourth glorious mystery of the Rosary. Like all mysteries of our faith, the Assumption too is ultimately a mystery of God's love. What do I mean? Well, in the case of the Assumption, we see how much Jesus, the Son of God, loves His mother Mary. After Jesus, Mary is the only person to have her body glorified in heaven. So that means she can literally see Jesus face to face, because she has a face in heaven. Her whole body is in heaven. And when a mother asks a favor, especially face to face, it is hard for a good son to say no. Believe me, I know, because my mom asked me. And that's why God grants some of our prayers. Not because we are holy and lovable, but because Mary is. And Jesus loves his mother. Some prayers are only granted because of Jesus' love for his mother. And that is why Catholics accord Mary the veneration called hyperdulia. When I pray my rosary today and get to the fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption, I will ask Mary to pray for Senator John Bozeman for a speedy recovery. I will also ask her to pray for me. Why? So that I will love her like her son Jesus does. And anything else should make me cringe. Praised be Jesus Christ.